Hello everyone, this is Chef Tony with Smartphone Solutions, and today's podcast is all about the DASH diet. So DASH are standing for the dietary approach to stop hypertension, basically high blood pressure, right? So the DASH diet is a dietary plan. It's specific to designate and help to manage the hypertension. It was developed by the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, and this diet emphasizes a balanced approach to eating, focusing on food rich in nutrients that are known to lower blood pressure. Since it was popularized in the 1990s, the DASH diet has gained widespread recognition for its effectiveness in promoting heart health and overall well-being. The podcast will dive into principal benefits from recommendation food and potential drawbacks from this diet. So what are the principles of the DASH diet? The DASH diet is characterized by its emphasis on consuming a variety of nutrients-rich foods while limiting sodium intake. Its principles are rooted in scientific evidence showing that certain dietary patterns can significantly influence blood pressure level. Those principles are that consuming a diet rich in fruits and vegetables, because fruits and vegetables are central to the DASH diet and they are excellent sources of essential vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Those foods are also natural, low in sodiums and fat, making them ideal for promoting heart health and reducing blood pressure. Moderate in whole grains. Whole grains provide fiber, which aids in digestion and help regulate blood sugar levels. The DASH diet encourages the consumption of whole grains, such as brown rice, quinoa, oats, and whole wheat breads, which offer more nutrients compared to refined grains. Another key to this diet is to eat lean protein sources. Poultry, fish, beans, and legumes are preferred over red meat and processed meats in the DASH diet. Those protein sources are lower in saturated fats and cholesterol, which can contribute to heart disease when consumed in excess. Another principle is the DASH diet includes dairy products or dairy alternatives such as fortified plant-based milk, yogurt, and cheese. Those foods are excellent sources of calcium and vitamin D, which are essential for bone health and overall well-being. This diet also limits sodium intake. Reducing the sodium is critical for this diet, as excessive sodium consumption is strongly linked to high processed food and blood pressure. The diet recommends limiting sodium to no more than 2 to 3 milligrams per day of salt, with an ultimate goal of 1.5 milligrams per day for further blood pressure reductions. Moderate alcohol consumption is included with this diet. There's no excessive alcohol intake because the blood pressure rise, but as moderate may have a cardiovascular benefit, so a glass of wine a day and stuff like that. This diet, it's okay with having some alcohol, but not in excess, right? Actually, it's recommended for one drink per day for women and one or two for men's. The DASH diet offers a multitude of health benefits beyond just lowering blood pressure. Some of the key benefits will include the blood pressure management, of course, where we already talked about it, that the primary goal of DASH diet is to lower blood pressure, and numerous studies have demonstrated its effectiveness in achieving this objective. By emphasizing nutrient-rich food and limited sodium intake, the DASH diet can help individuals achieve and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. Heart health. In addition to lowering blood pressure, the DASH diet promotes heart health by reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease. this diet, also recommending the consumption of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and lean protein that will contribute to lower cholesterol levels, improve blood vessel functions, and reduce inflammation, all of the which are critical for your heart. Weight management, the DASH diet focus on whole nutrient-dense foods can aid in weight management and the prevention of obesity by encouraging the consumptions of food that are low in calories and high in nutrients. The DASH diet supports satiety, making it easier for individuals to maintain a healthy weight. Another benefit of this diet will be improved nutrient intake. Following the DASH diet ensures that individuals consume a wide variety of essential nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. This comprehensive approach to nutrition promotes overall well-being and reduces the risk of nutrient deficiencies. Let's mention over here that the DASH diet will reduce the risk of chronic diseases as well. And beyond the hypertension and heart disease, the DASH diet has been associated with the lower risk of various chronic diseases, including type 2 diabetes, certain cancers, and stroke. This all had to do with the abundance of the fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and lean protein in the DASH diet that provide protective benefits against all these sickness conditions. What are the recommended foods the DASH diet put forward? It's that the food is nutrient rich and then include fruits like apples, bananas, berries, oranges, grapes, and melons. Vegetables that consist of leaf greens, broccoli, carrots, peppers, tomatoes, and squash. Whole grains, brown rice, quinoa, oats, barley, whole wheat bread, and whole grain pasta. It's advertising for lean proteins, chicken, turkey, fish, beans, lentils, tofu, and low-fat dairy products. Only healthy fats with this diet, like nuts, seeds, avocado, and olive oil. Some dairy, like milk, cheese, and fortified plant-based milks are all allowed. And that's including with the dietary intake. Now let's talk about the potential drawbacks of this diet. All right, so as we talked in the past, as any diet has come with benefits and negatives, so for this this diet also have potential drawbacks. But I'm telling you guys, if you eat for this diet well, as you're supposed to, and you follow some menus where they're well designed and they'll give you lots of nutrients, you shouldn't have any problems with the diet. This is kind of an easy diet compared to the other ones what we were following, and we'll talk about it. So those drawbacks can be that you know, by restricting sodium, and it's limited to 1.5 milligrams per day, the DASH diet might be challenging for some individuals, especially those accustomed to high sodium diets. If you are a fast food eater and, you know, you like lots of high processed food that include glutamate sodium and stuff like that, this will probably be a diet where you will feel that there's not enough sodium into your food. The costing associating with this is probably going to be a little bit high. You know, consuming a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, and lean proteins might be more expensive than a diet high in processed food and refined carbohydrates. The cost might be a barrier for some people with limited financial resources. It's somehow, you know, a period that is considered to any diet to be an adaptation. Transitioning to this diet might require significant changes to dietary habits and meal prep methods, which can be a challenge for some individuals who sustains for a long term. You know, like you need to prep meals for this, and you need to kind of get into the habits of buying, you know, whole grains, whole foods, and stuff like that. You know, and it require for preparation in advance, and then cooking, and you know, having all these meals prep right. For that reason, Smart Food Solutions is always here to help you. We'll give you some information at the end of this. It's always, well, the DASH diet has been shown to be effective for so many people, individual responses, a good response to dietary interventions can vary. Some individuals may not experience significant improvement in blood pressure or health outcomes. So, like every diet, you know, it works for some people and doesn't work for some people, or some will experience some type of different results, you know. So this is included with all the diet, you know. That's why some people have a different approach for a different diet and different results, right? So keep that in mind. You can try it and see how it works. Don't give up in the next 3 to 4 weeks, because it's critical. The body doesn't offer that changes as you might expect at the beginning, because until body adjust to the new diet, it'll offer some resistance over there. So don't get put away, you know, by that. So overall, the DASH diet is scientifically backed by dietary approach designed to manage and prevent hypertension while promoting overall health and well-being by emphasizing nutrients-rich foods. They are limiting sodium intake and encourage a balanced approach to eat. The DASH diet offers a multitude of health benefits, including blood pressure management, heart health promotion, weight management, improved nutrients intake, and reduced risk of chronic disease. So DASH diet might have some potential drawbacks, like we talked about it. Its overall benefits make it valuable for supporting cardiovascular health and enhancing overall quality of life. So you guys, if you are deciding to dive into the DASH diet, here you have all the information needed. If you need help with your prep meals, think of Smart Food Solutions. We're here to help. We help hundreds, maybe even thousands of people since 2013 to achieve their goals in following diets and reducing their health risk, getting off of the medication, getting to promote the well-being of their lifestyle and educate into what unprocessed and organic food can do for your health benefit. Again, guys, this is a podcast by Smart Food Solutions. If you need help, contact us at www.smartfoodsolution.org. Follow us on social media. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to write us.